American roots singer Martha Redbone has always mixed genres with her music, blending rhythm and blues, Appalachian mountain music, and Native American music. But with her latest album, she's also blending cultures. For the album Garden of Love, Redbone took the words of English poet William Blake and made them into folk songs that sound like they're from the Appalachian Hills, where she was raised. She's performing some of those haunting songs tonight at the Musical Instrument Museum in Phoenix, and I spoke with her recently about this latest project and the diverse inspiration that led her to it.
I laid me down upon a bed.
I'm Cherokee, Shawnee and Choctaw, and African American, and I was raised in Harlan County, Kentucky, in a coal mining family, and then I've lived in New York City since, you know, I was a teenager, pretty much, you know, just before my teen years. So I guess I have I consider myself very fortunate to have had such a well-rounded vocabulary in music, all different styles. And I kind of was inspired to make this. I wanted to make a mountain record that kind of paid homage to our family back home in Appalachia.
And I went to the heath and the wild.
Because I realized this culture that we came from, you know, with the Cherokee, Shawnee, Southeastern tribal culture is really something very special that I wanted to preserve for, basically initially for our child, you know. And I had no idea that I was also singing so many other people's songs at the same time, so to speak, you know, and sharing our family stories and the sounds of the hills that I grew up in.
So I wonder, do you think sort of the best of music and art in general can come from sort of pushing genres that way and creating new ones?
I mean, for me, I think of the term folk music being music from people's families, you know, and kind of an expression of their culture, you know, from wherever they are in the world.
How sweet I roamed from field to field. Tasted all the summer's pride.
And I think that, you know, a kind of amalgamation of all of that makes us all who we are individually, uniquely. And I think I think everybody gets inspired by something different. And usually in their journey, in their musical journey, you can, I guess, what my personal musical journey has been, the older I get, the more I go back home. You know, I go further back to my childhood and try to capture that sound that you don't hear so often because everything changes, you know. So one of the things I've learned through all of these different styles of music is a great respect for melody, you know, with singing mountain hollers and gospel music and country music and rhythm and blues. One of the main connecting elements is a strong, good melody, and it can be produced in any way, you know, whether you have a banjo or a fiddle or a guitar or just, you know, singing by yourself.
I want to talk a little bit about your latest album, Garden of Love. You took poetry from William Blake and put it to music, and it's music that sounds like it's from Appalachia, not from England. So I wonder why you felt inspired by that and how you connected that to your Appalachian roots.
Well, it was my partner, Aaron Whitby, who's my longtime collaborating partner and my husband. He's the one who kind of rediscovered this poetry book on our shelves in the house and flipped through and had an idea of maybe setting one or two poems to this music. And so we had a look through and we ended up being inspired. We read through about 150 different poems and got inspired by at least, you know, 50 of them, at least, you know. The language reminded me of something I imagined my great-grandma reading in church. Up in the hills, we have a lot of these, and thou arts, and so does the Bible. So it felt like a good fit for me, and I didn't think that anybody else had made these set these poems to mountain music.
I heard an angel singing when the day was springing. Mercy, pity, peace is the world's release.
So I wonder, in light of, I know you identify very much with your Native American roots. And I wonder, with what's happening right now in our country, do you see do you feel a connection between indigenous rights and your music?
Always. I think that being both Black and Native American, you know, there's a lot to live for and a lot of rights to stand up for. You know, you have to remember, I grew up in New York City, where most people looked at my mom and thought she was Filipino. No one would ever imagine that she was a native. And I grew up getting in a lot of fights because they said that Indians no longer existed. Indians are dead. Indians are dead. That's what I was told as a kid, and kind of bullied by that. So I've always felt that I had to fight for our existence. And really, tribes have always had to fight for our existences, you know?
How do you hope your music can give voice to that?
You know, I sing from my heart, I sing from my home. You know, I can only speak for, you know, my own family story, because it's different from everybody else's. Everybody has their own story to tell. And all I can do is use the gifts that I've cultivated, that I've inherited from my family, to sing songs that speak to me. I kind of honor a lot of the Native artists who paved the way. So we all do kind of popular music, you know, whether it be folk or rock or country or blues, but we just incorporate a bit of our home culture in all that we do. It's how I live.
Martha Redbone, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And misery's increase is mercy, pity, peace.
That was my conversation with American roots singer Martha Redbone. She's performing the Martha Redbone Roots Project tonight at 7 p.m. at the Musical Instrument Museum in Phoenix.